In the past year, 523,000 people in this country have had something like the following experience. They have treated themselves to a 20-minute lunch hour, during which time they have visited the bank or queued for an overstuffed sandwich, all the while worrying about the meeting they are in danger of missing, the bills they are not paying, the children that aren't sleeping, the hangover they are nursing, the teeth that need fixing, the report that they haven't written, the hair that needs cutting, the holiday that wants booking, the nonsensical salary structure of their office, the close friends that they haven't called for 2 years. And then they have remembered, with a horrible shudder, what in fact it was that they had come out for in the first place. A birthday card. Their mother's birthday is today, and if they catch the last collection, they can feasibly blame the post office. They have half run the long detour to W.H. Smith and been forced to stand breathless in a line behind a change fumbler, or a serial gossiper, or an extraordinarily old person, when their eyes are fixed on something behind the counter. It is a small, pale, yellow book. On the cover of this book is a cloud, of the kind they know from childhood, white and fluffy, like a cartoon sheep without legs. And over the top of the cloud are the words, "The Little Book of Calm." They have picked up this book, of course, and have turned it over to read the message on its back cover. Feeling stressed? It wonders. Yes, they think. Need some help to regain the balance in your life? You're telling me. The Little Book of Calm, it goes on, is full of advice to follow and thoughts to inspire. Open it at any page and you will find a path to inner peace. Every one of these 523,000 people has bought this book. And when they have opened it up, what have they found? They have discovered, among other things, that the route to true contentment lies in investing in a fruit bowl, or in wearing sensible shoes, that mental equilibrium comes from taking the time to brush one's hair, or that of a friend, by pretending every day is Saturday, or by humming Christmas carols all year round, that neurological nirvana arises from selling your wristwatch or rediscovering milk, from wearing Donald Duck underpants, or from ignoring small print which is custom designed to induce frustration. If you want to stay calm, have someone else read and explain the small print for you. The Little Book of Calm is Britain's biggest selling non-fiction book. What does this tell us about ourselves? Partly, perhaps, that we are a nation under strain, or at least one that feels in need of comfort, but also that we live in a society that fetishes relaxation, quality time, and tension beating. The multi-million pound calm industry, with its change managers and stress counselors, its persuasive six-step guides and its unmissable 10-point plans, likes to explain why we should evacuate cities, avoid crowds, simplify complexity, why we should think of our well-being above all else. Roll the Little Book of Calm into a philosophy, though, and you get utopia as catatonia.